What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
All righty, what's up?
Good morning, folks. Morning.
This is Fired Up Phil. I am here with my homie,
the professor, the one and only.
Absolutely. We're dropping another track of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of course, Beast Life Brand.
Beast Life Brand.
Where we are raising up a new tribe of powerful believers, of men who want to ascend to the kings that God has called us to be.
Yes.
And that means that we are going to live powerful.
Yes.
As intended in the five F's: our faith, family, finances, fitness, and of course, freedom.
Freedom.
Emancipation.
Yes.
Mental slavery, as Bob Marley said.
Yes,
absolutely. There's a whole lot more to freedom than that, but that is not what we're talking about today.
Nope. No, what are we talking about, Phil? Tell them.
We're talking about a topic that's going to be, well, actually, you know what? I would say that that is on the freedom note. It is emancipating, the topic that we're talking about today. It's going to give us freedom from some of our errors in judgment, our mental errors in judgment.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about a topic today that's going to help all of us, because whenever we drop tracks, we're always preaching to ourselves too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So this is going to help us free ourselves from the errors that we're making in our lives, in our business, in our families, in our fitness, in our finances, yeah, right? What are we talking about today? We're talking about, drum roll. We're talking about being... having blind spots and being ignorant.
Yeah.
And you are ignorant.
Ah, man, I definitely am. Ignorance kind of has a negative connotation to it, but when you really break it down, ignorance is just a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the main reasons that I love doing this, because as we progress and we try to get these things ready to talk about, it kind of imparts knowledge onto ourselves, which does bring to the forefront the areas in which we are ignorant. So
absolutely,
when we talk about ignorance, it's not like you're stupid, you're dumb. No. Although some of us do stupid and dumb stuff,
yes,
but the ignorance, that, yeah, exactly.
We
guilty as charged, right? It's like, what's brown, has two thumbs and messes up on the table? This guy, right?
You only have two thumbs?
I had three. I had one surgically removed, you know, it looked a little too bad.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for this episode for that very same reason, because it's one of the things that's going to keep us living our lives on purpose, like we have been talking about. And that's one of the main goals of what we are trying to do.
And we're talking about it. Everything we talk about is typically, there's always going to be a positive, you know, message, a positive manner of this. So like you said, I'm ignorant, you're ignorant.
Absolutely.
You're ignorant.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
If you think you're not ignorant, then you're really ignorant. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about what is ignorance for a minute. You kind of hit it on the head. I'll give you like my thoughts. So to me, like, ignorance is being blind to the truth, right? But yet still believing you're right.
Yes.
So you're blind to a truth. So the Bible calls us to discern truth.
Correct.
What does that mean?
To discern the truth is to actually have the ability to process that which is truth and that which isn't.
Right.
You know.
So we could be acting in a manner, right? We could be doing things in our lives that, or acting towards other people, acting in our business, acting in fitness, and in all the areas we're talking about that we believe to be true.
Right.
Right. But actually, when we break it down and we discern whether or not it is truth, we learn a lot of times that
it's the contrary.
It's not.
Right. It's the contrary.
And so ignorance is believing that you're acting and that you're making decisions and that you're, you know, taking these actions in whatever manner we're talking about, and believing that you're right.
Right.
Yet, In essence, you're operating outside of truth.
Correct.
And it's hurting you.
Correct.
It's hurting your relationships. It's hurting your fitness. It's hurting your finances. It's hurting something in your life, because the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free from the errors that you're making in judgment in your mind, and it will allow you to correct the actions so that you can get fit, so that you can have a better relationship, that you can make more money, that you can explode your business, right?
Yes.
And that's what we want to talk about today.
And speaking about fitness, from somebody who's actually trying to get back into fitness, I can tell you that ignorance piece really is hindering.
Yeah.
Because I told you about this before, trying to get back in shape, right? And, you know, people are like, get in shape. And I'm like, well, round is a shape, you know, but because I'm round, but that's not the shape that we're talking about. But the element of ignorance really does keep me from going forward, because I don't understand what the truths about nutrition are.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm listening to certain truths that are out there that are not really true.
Correct. And when you start to make excuses,
But I am eating right.
Yeah, yeah.
I had 3 Big Macs this week, you know, and so those truths are not really accurate. And it's adding to the ignorance that I already have regarding fitness.
So. Yes. When I coach people and train people, I used to do a lot of personal training and stuff, especially when I was younger, but now we're doing it within the brand and helping people, you know, with their fitness. And a lot of times within the coaching, one of the first things that, you know, we ask people to do is track their, what they're eating, because here's what I get all the time, what you just said. See, the tracking prevents delusion.
Yeah.
Because people have delusion about what they're eating. And this is what they say to me all the time. Oh no, but I'm eating good. You're eating good. Well, good. What does good mean? Yeah. What does that mean exactly? Right. So I'm eating good. No, I'm eating good. Well, I want to see what you're eating, because I could almost guarantee you your version of good is not
it's
good.
Not the actual
version. Right. It's not good. Because if you're not losing weight, if you're actually gaining weight, or you're not achieving the goals, there's something wrong. You are ignorant at this point to something. And we need to troubleshoot it and figure out what it is.
That's true.
It's either going to come down to your nutrition, it's going to come down to your training, combination of the both, right? What is it that you're doing?
Yeah.
Right. And so those are one of the things. And that's one of the examples about being ignorant. And here's the thing about ignorance. So you have to embrace it, because when you embrace the fact that you are ignorant, we're all ignorant to some things, right?
Yeah.
In psychology, they call this blind spots.
Yeah.
Right. We have blind spots that about our personalities. We could be ignorant to certain ways about us that we act, and that affects relationships, you know, greatly.
Yeah.
But these blind spots about our personalities, they're also blind spots about, you know, how we view things like fitness, how we view things like leadership, you know, business, family, marriage, right? We all have these areas in life that we have blind spots or are, AKA ignorance.
Ignorance, yeah.
And we need to really take a look at the things in our lives that we're not happy with or that we want to improve. And we need to figure out where we're blind.
Yeah.
We need to figure out where we're ignorant so that we can overcome that and be able to take steps forward, right?
Right, to get out of that
ignorance. Living powerful the way that God intended us to be.
Exactly.
So we're always called to live powerful.
We are.
Right? And we always want to do this. So in this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about ignorance, about these blind spots, how to uncover them, how to correct them, and how to move forward in a better direction. Do you have something you wanted to say?
Well, one of my favorite quotes, it's ignorance is bliss, right? And it wasn't until I actually started to sit
down. That's a lie.
Well,
it's not bliss.
It's not bliss. But one of the reasons that I like it is because when you break down the idea of bliss, there's almost an element of comfort associated with the bliss, right? And we know that growth is discomfort.
Yes.
You know,
that's why it's a lie.
That's why it's a lie, right? So this blissful state is an additional step in the ignorance process, right? Because it's a false sense of security. It's
almost an excuse.
It's an
excuse to allow yourself to continue to be ignorant.
Yeah, it's false comfort.
Yeah.
It's false comfort. And when we see that, we start to kind of step out of it and start to get to know each other, ourselves in particular, on deeper levels, we find that that blissful state kind of starts to go away. It starts to dissipate a little bit. So yeah, I do agree with you wholeheartedly. It's a false reality, right? It's a false level of comfort. It's a false level of security that's built on something that's irrational and untrue.
Yeah. And like we said, irrational, untrue, and it becomes an excuse to remain ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, like think about this. If you make a mistake, right? Like if you make a mistake and you're like, oh shit, I made a mistake. Like that is a lot easier to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's ignorant, who thinks it's bliss, it's okay, like doesn't matter. you know, that person is very much more difficult to tolerate, to be around. We all know ignorant people, right?
We all do.
That are blissfully ignorant. I'm not blissfully ignorant. I am definitely ignorant. We all are, because we have to accept that. Because accepting that you need correction is the first step towards being able to move forward.
Absolutely.
We talk about this all the time in the brand, the Tribe of Kings. Like, we are always works in progress. We are always going to go through God's refining fire to the day we die. We are never to stop growing, never to stop maturing, never to stop trying to correct ourselves, be a better person, father, husband, friend, and everything else you name it. Business leader, whatever.
Instead of spiritual perfection, which we won't attain until our bodies are glorified.
Yes. Right?
But we could definitely strive towards it. And as a matter of fact, we're encouraged to strive towards it.
And that's what we're doing right now.
And that's what we're doing. But it requires a level of self-awareness, especially in this area.
Yes. Because and on that note, so let's talk about ignorance for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about, you know, some of the things that God says about it and how we can move forward with it. But like, racism is ignorant.
It's dumb, right, bro.
That's a tough person to deal with. A racist person is a very difficult person to deal with, because they're stereotyping an entire race and you know, painting a picture of that to an individual, which is not true.
Yeah, and you're assigning a characteristic that's present in a few to an entire group.
To an entire group, right. Yeah. And a group is made up of individuals. So while a group of people might in some manner act a certain way, to stereotype them to the point of racism.
Yeah, is or not to the fair. Point we're saying that everybody does it.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because I had this conversation with a lot of people that when you look at skin tone pretty much is geographic protection from things like the sun, right? So the reason I'm darker than someone else is because I'm better protected from the sun than you are. Like, that's what this is all about.
Thankfully, my kids got my olive.
Yeah, there you go. So we can chill in the sun a little bit more than other people. Now, listen, on that note, check this out. I got my first sunburn 2 years ago.
But you know what's funny about that too? All the whiteies, they try to chill in the sun way more than us. We're like,
they get red.
I know, they get red. And they sit there and lay out for hours on purpose to try to look like
that. But I think that God gave me an opportunity to be empathetic, because for the first time 2 years ago, I got a sunburn and it was not pleasant.
I get it in the beginning of the year.
Oh, dude, I've never gotten it before.
Yeah.
First time I got in the shower, I was like, why does my skin feel like this?
God's giving you empathy.
God was like, God, I'm sorry. Exactly. I got to go apologize to everybody on the beach. But like,
all the ladies out there that suntan for hours in the day, the professor knows how.
I get it. I am so sorry. I get it. Drive by suntanning on the beach now. Just going to be great.
So, So racism is ignorant. Right?
Yeah. Big time.
Like, you know, blaming your failures. It is an ignorant thing, like blaming failures in business, in relationships, marriage, parenting, blaming failures in fitness, all these things. Like, instead of, like we were talking about, discerning the truth, that becomes a form of ignorance.
It
becomes
does.
A form of being blind to the truth and not being able to, you know, obviously achieve what you're looking to achieve because of that ignorance. So, and God does not deal with ignorant people well. He does not like ignorance. God does not. He's, when you read the Bible, I have come to one example that really stands out to me. So the story of Saul, Paul, right? Paul was ignorant. He was persecuting Christians. He was killing them.
Yeah, he was.
And what happened in the story? God knocked his ass off of a horse, right? And what did he do to him?
He blinded him.
And isn't it interesting that ignorance is being blind? So what did God do to Saul? He blinded him.
Mm.
And in his blindness, revealed truth to him.
That's deep,
right? And then he restored his sight, and now he could see more clearly. God is amazing in the way that he does. So sometimes we have to look at ourselves and be like, wow,
that's awesome.
Don't knock me off a horse and blind me.
I know, chill. That's a little extreme.
But when you look at the story, right, and you understand, you're like, okay, this is something, even to the person who wrote the majority of he was the most significant writer in the New Testament. Probably wrote it, a third or something of the New Testament, maybe more than that. But so he was ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
We're all ignorant. You look at any of the characters, like every single individual on the planet, step one right now, we want to acknowledge the fact that we have things to correct. We have ignorance to uncover and correct in our lives. And in this example, it's just a good example of how God can help you do that and make you aware. We don't want to be as ignorant as Paul was back then,
right?
Saul, to where, you know, he needed to be blinded, kicked off of a horse to be able to restore his sight and get clarity. we want to come, you know, more willing and voluntary to uncover these things about ourselves.
Yeah. And it's important that we do that, Phil. And it's important, you know, to everybody that's watching or listening to us, because the Bible is very specific when it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, right? And when you break down the lack of knowledge, it could be synonymous with ignorance, the not knowing. So it's a very stern warning for those of us who lack the ability to see beyond what's there. The ability to not have the discernment and the inability for us to actually acknowledge that the ignorance, the blind spots actually exist.
Yeah.
We're in danger of perishing.
Yeah,
and that's and biblical. That's not me.
No, absolutely. And that's a great verse and a great point right there, just to re-emphasize. And if you're like, okay, I get it. Well, honestly, you know, it's worth overemphasizing, because ignorance is believing that you're right, even and not when you're not, when you know that the truth is not where you're perceiving it. And so we have to overemphasize that, because we need to be in a humility, a state of humility, to be able to move forward past that ignorance and stuff. There's a verse, Proverbs 9, whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you.
Yeah.
Right? Instruct a wise man and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. That's the difference in what we're talking about here, right? An ignorant person is the mocker. He's the one that's not going to, you know, be willing to humble himself to be able to receive correction and be able to self-assess himself and say, you know what? There's always room for improvement in my life. I am always wrong in many areas, and I'm always here for correction and personal growth. And that's what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Correction is what leads us to growth.
Yeah.
You know, and it's uncomfortable, man. No, nobody, none of us, you know, maybe some of us out there, maybe you and I, we understand the importance of correction, but nobody likes it.
Well, you know why they don't like it? Because they come from a state of, you know, maybe not having, if you haven't come to the conclusion that what we're talking about. See, we embrace correction because we know it makes us better. But a person who doesn't is, they're at a point where it makes them feel lesser, inadequate, because they're suffering from, you know, self-esteem, or they're suffering from, you know, something of that manner where they feel like if they admit they're wrong, if they need correction, that there's something wrong with them.
Right.
You need to change your mindset right now. That's because you need correction. We all do. So it's not a bad thing. So it's like, you can't get to that point where you go, oh, you need to actually rejoice in the tribulations, all that stuff, to get to the correction.
Absolutely. I believe that 110%. And I believe in the idea of accountability, and accountability is something that allows us to see our blind spots, right? But it takes somebody that has a high level of spiritual maturity and discipline to be able to listen to when someone is telling them. And it's not about, you know,
self-esteem.
And self-esteem, exactly. You know what I mean? Yes.
That's the thing. It's like, we're not, if you're trying to correct yourself, you're not lesser of a person.
Not at all. But sometimes we perceive that.
Yes.
And we take it personally and we dwell on that. And we're like, oh my God, now I'm unworthy of this and now I'm unworthy of that. And believe it or not, that is an area that we don't see, hence it becoming a blind spot. And it's our inability to recognize the areas within ourselves that keep us from receiving correction. And I'm willing to wager that if we are unwilling to receive correction from a loving brethren, now somebody who's godly, obviously, right? Because there's sometimes we try to get corrected in the wrong direction people. And in the wrong people. But having the discernment to be able to see, okay, this person is right. I do need to kind of work on this. Or, you know what? I don't think that that's really a godly thing, right? Having that will really allow us to live our lives on purpose and step up and become the people that we eventually were called to be.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's free
taking of any blind spots. Right.
Each
time you overcome one of the things you're ignorant to and you discern more truth, you're making progress. You're taking steps forward towards the man that God called you to be.
Of course.
He called you to be.
Yeah.
So what can we do to help the listeners right now? So number one,
let's talk about it.
Ask yourself, right? Ask myself. This is what I try to do every day, especially if you're going through a problem, if you have pain in an area of your life, whatever one of the F's or, you know, like what is it? Ask yourself, what are you dealing with right now, right? That you're blind in? So and one of the easiest ways to do that is to try to figure out, like, okay, look at the areas, the five F's, your faith, your fitness, your finances, your freedom, right? And look at these things and say, okay, your family, and say, well, where am I experiencing some pain in this? Mm-hmm. And say, like, all right, now, what is it in that area that maybe I am ignorant in, that I am blind in, right? That I need to you know, discern the truth in. And okay, so now if you pick an area, let's go back to the fitness area.
Okay.
Right. So you're like, yo, I don't want to be a pear or an apple. I want to be a banana.
I am a pear. Yes.
So you're like,
I feel like I ate a pear of something.
So you go, all right, yo. So, all right. So you're blind to the truth of how to, you know, let's just say get in better physical shape. Right. So you could be ignorant and believe that, well, no, you know, I'm just, it's part of my DNA. I'm just never going to be in shape. That's ignorance. You know, I'm just, it's never going to happen for me. Like, you know, I'm just not able to get in shape. A lot of people said, I can't lose weight, you know, or whatever. Like, that's not true.
That's
an ignorant belief, and it's not the discernment of truth.
Right.
So what you do is you go, okay, well, I want to get in shape. So now what do? You say, all right, well, where am I blind here? Right. What am I? So you brought the example up before. So nutrition.
Yeah.
Well, what is it that, you know, has got me? What am I eating? How am I eating? Right. And then you can go, obviously, do your due diligence. You get into our fitness program, stuff like that, and start to discern what the truth is about how you should be eating.
Yeah.
Especially if you are trying to accomplish certain goals like burning fat, right? Weight loss, stuff like that. So now you can, you've humbled yourself to a point where you're like, okay, I know I don't know it all. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to eat right in order to lose weight.
Right.
Once you get to that point, you've just unlocked the door for God to bless you and for you to be able to move
forward. Self-realization.
Right. And so now you're doing that. So whatever area of your life that you're experiencing that pain in, you got to get there. You got to humble yourself and you've got to start asking the right questions and then seeking out the right counsel. And that's what the Tribe of Kings is for. Yeah. That's what we're here for. We're here to bring in wise counsel. We're here to help you in these areas of your life move forward so that you can, you know, live powerful and represent. We want, you know, you to be a king. We want to kingdom build. We want to raise up, you know, powerful men that are going to go help other people live powerful, spread the love of God, heal hurts, right? And kingdom build. And so with that, you can't do it if you're not humble enough to understand that you have blind spots and you have ignorance that you're going to continue to have to overcome in your life.
Yeah, because those blind spots really do keep us from achieving that freedom.
Absolutely.
Right? The Bible does say that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now, of course, it's talking about Jesus because Jesus is the truth,
you know,
but we can definitely apply that verse in this capacity,
sure.
Right? Because not knowing the truth, by virtue of that verse, we can look at it backwards. If knowing the truth sets you free, then not knowing the truth keeps you enslaved. Exactly.
And we're all about breaking chains.
And we're all about breaking the chains. And that's one of the F's is the freedom piece, because the freedom is really what keeps us from living our lives under constraints.
Yes.
And we do have the potential to be blinded.
Pride is a chain.
Pride is a chain, you know, and Proverbs says pride comes before the fall.
Yeah.
You know, so all of these things that we're talking about are biblically based and biblically supported and spiritually supported to do help us establish ourselves as the kings, as the individuals that God really wants us to be.
Yes.
Because he wants us to live our lives.
He absolutely does. And he wants us to be overcomers more than conquerors. And he wants us to move forward and progress and grow so that we can be better servers.
Right. So those uncomfortable truths that my brother here will come to me, hey, listen, Professor XYZ, that uncomfortable truth does have the potential to set me free according to the Bible.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't I be open to receiving something that is liberating?
Yes. And it's actually kind of, it's ironic because you feel like it's not going to be liberating, that pain that you're trying to humble yourself to admit that you're wrong. You're like, you think that it's going to be the opposite, but it actually is going to be liberating if you would allow it to
come to fruition. Oh yeah.
And so here's another, like, just a thought too for people, like, and we talked about this before with, we're talking about emotions and thoughts and stuff, but let's talk about the subconscious for a minute, because many times ignorance comes from subconscious.
Yeah.
And once again, we've got to, again, ask the right questions, go deeper to be able to really understand some of the things that we have to overcome sometimes. So, right. You know, ignorance can be a subconscious avoidance of wanting to, you know, have to deal with that. So you've got to really take the time mm-hmm. to think about, you know, this, the area of your life that you're, you know, trying to remove the ignorance and discern the truth. And especially when it comes to relation, I mean, anything, especially when it comes to business, yeah. being, you know, leadership, parenting, like everything, it's all relevant. And we've talked about this in previous episodes, and understanding that, you know, you have conscious thoughts and subconscious thoughts that you need to kind of deal with.
Right.
Is important.
It's really important. And it ties into the latest episode that just launched, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, having yes. the emotional intelligence to receive a word that might be a little bit tough to hear.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, look, growth is uncomfortable.
Yes.
And sometimes the vehicle by which growth happens is uncomfortable. But every day we learn. We yes. learn to just sit there and not necessarily allow the person that, you know, that's bringing godly counsel to us, allow them to really minister to our spirit first, mm-hmm. right? And then our spirit will eventually generate the message and have it minister to us at a holistic level.
Yeah.
But if we shut it down, then we run the risk of not receiving something that we may very much need at the time.
Yes. So, yes, absolutely, bro.
Yeah, man.
We got to stay as chain breakers. And there's always going to be restraints that are holding us correct. Back. And God is always trying to take us forward. He's always trying to push us to press towards the prize of that mark mm-hmm. of that high calling, and to be able to, you know, grow ourselves into the kings that he's called us to be.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. That's what this podcast is about. That's exactly. what this ministry is about, is helping us. Now, I'm going to say something like, you know, God would rather a screw up, okay, who is pressing forward and chasing his will, than honestly, you know, a fake ass believer.
Yeah.
Who is focused on their outside, right, appearance and the agenda over God's
wow.
will.
Wow.
And, you know, for us, the beast life is about living not fake. It's about living in love and realizing right. where we stand in our position in him and what he's calling us to do to grow and live powerful as men and to be able to go out there and utilize that power to serve him, to represent,
yes.
to love on others, and to make changes and have impact, to live an impactful life,
yeah.
right? And leave that legacy to our kids, to our family, to our friends, to whoever is in our sphere of influence, right?
Right.
That's how we go out as apostles. That's how we go out and are able to affect other people,
right?
Right. And do God's will.
Yes.
And that's what the purpose of this is all about. So
that's the purpose, 100%.
And we're not going to do it without overcoming our blind spots. We're going to stay stuck. When you don't overcome those blind spots and you're not continually growing, you are at that point in chains.
Mm-hmm.
And the saddest person in life, I think, is the person who doesn't realize they're in chains.
Yeah.
And that's the way that most people, you know, operate. So yeah. our slogan for the brand, one of our slogans, is breaking chains, right? Because we're always in bondage. We're always yeah. in chains to yeah. some degree, right? We just keep breaking forward, but then new chains arise.
Yeah.
Right. And they come up and it's like, okay. And then we break through those chains and God levels us up in whatever area, but then new chains arise.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. Right? We have to stay on our toes and constantly be working towards being liberated.
Absolutely. You know,
because he who the Son sets free is free indeed, right? That but we have to stay free, and we know that what's going to continue to set us free is the truth.
Yes, the truth will set us free, and that's the fact.
That's a fact.
That's the fact. So in closing here, you're a chain breaker out there.
Yes.
We're helping you break chains. One of the chains that we're always focused on breaking is going to be the ignorance that we have in certain areas of our lives, our mm-hmm. blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember that. Remember that. Humble yourself to understand that, you know, that's okay to be able to, you know, admit that we have ignorant areas that
yeah.
we have not discerned the truth.
Yeah.
And we press towards understanding those to be able to be overcomers, to break those chains and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have anything you want to say to the listeners in closing? Or
no, just want to encourage the folks. You know, we love, I mean, we're getting some good feedback on some of our platforms, and we love hearing from you guys. Let us know what you think about today's topic. You know, let us know if there's anything that we kind of should take into consideration as well, because we all have things that we can use to share that are that can be used to help elevate us. So yes. we want to hear from you. Drop us a message on YouTube. Drop us
some love if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, or you haven't liked or shared, you know, we always appreciate that. It helps us grow.
And Lions Tribe of Kings on the Facebook page. Right. Check us out. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Share us with your friends. Help us spread the message that we're trying to convey, and help us. What was that?
That was a half butt sneeze.
Wow. I'm like, is the brother catching the spirit right now? You know, just we love you guys. We hope that we were able to kind of minister to your soul today. We hope that we continue to do so. And we hope that together we can grow and expand the kingdom, become kingdom builders, and just live our lives. Leave that beast life.
That's right. We're going to say peace out and God bless. On that note, go smash ignorance today for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month, and always humble yourself and remember that you're constantly doing that.
Yes.
And you're going to move forward and ascend into that king and into that better person. So peace out. God bless.
God bless. Have
an awesome day. And we'll see you on the next episode of Breathing Fire. Take care.
You got it. Bye.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.